Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning and welcome to the Mother and Daughter Roundtables. I'm your host, Dr. Bessie, sitting in with mothers and daughters around the world. It's a great day to be alive. It's a great day to serve God. It's a great day, an opportunity to get up and move around and know that your body is healed and well and operating with God. Inside, greater is he in me than he that's in the world. What does that mean? You know, think about that. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So if you've got the greatness in you, then your inside should be okay. Your job is to take care of the outside. God's job is to take care of the inside. When we get that, we really know who we really are, then there's nothing to fear and there's nothing to worry about. Because God is within you. No greater power. Nothing can come against you if you only believe. All right. Good morning. Good morning. Let's go to my co-host, Deborah Tyler. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning. Good morning. How's everything?
Everything is good. Couldn't ask for anything better than an understanding, some wisdom and understanding, girl. I tell you, once you get once you get that, that's it. It's over. That is where you want to stay. Wisdom and understanding, knowing who you are, knowing that God is inside of you. That's been a major lesson for me. You hear it all your life. But like he said, you can hear the word, but you got to be a doer of the word. In order to be a doer of the word, you got to understand the word, because you can't do what you don't understand. You understand?
I understand. Don't stop. You keep on going.
I can't hardly hear you. I'm sorry.
I say, you talking something this morning, keep on going. You almost sparked something when you say, greater is he that's in you. And I almost jumped off. I said, it ain't your time. You just sit still.
Greater is he that's in you. I mean, I tell you, a revelation of that thing, it was shown to me in a way, Deborah. I mean, I've heard it all my life, heard it. But I'm telling you, we're going to talk a little bit about that today, too. But okay. Would you give us a prayer?
Sure. Thank you, Father, for all you've done. Thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning in our right mind, our able limbs, and our senses working. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us to this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
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 So we don't have, Cynthia's not with us today.
Okay.
We're lifting up her husband. Her husband is in the hospital.
Oh, and, okay.
Yeah, she had to work today too, but she was, you know, get on like she normally does. And but Alan's in the hospital, so she's gonna be running back over there to see and check on him in a little bit. So okay. We just lift Cynthia's husband up, Al, right now in the name of Jesus, and believing that greater is he that's inside of him than he that's in the world, and that he's healed and all is well in Jesus'
yes,
name. All right. So how was your week last week, young lady?
I looked up. It was Friday, and I said, where did it go? It went like zoop. I was like, whoa. The same usual, you know, stuff. We're trying to stay safe and all of that on the job and continue to test and, you know, do a lot of testing. Now they gave us kits to do it. So that's a better thing than waiting on the people to come, because something could have happened in between, you know, the cases. So we got that going and just busy doing what we do every day, you know, just trying to, we help the people be the best version of themselves one step, one day, one week, one month, one year at a time. And so I say, Lord, I thank you because he used me as a model, you know, because I've been through it. And I just got a different revelation and a different mindset. I had to adjust my lenses a little bit to see a different perspective, and I thank God for allowing me to see that. And so I noticed this week was not as, I wasn't razzled, you know, be all over the place. I'm a busybody. I stay busy, and I ain't gonna toot my horn, but I know I'm the hardest working thing on the roster, and not my department. Well, the second hardest.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the third. Okay, but I'm just saying that, you know, I just thank God for the energy that I still got and getting old. And sometimes, you know, the bones want to say, hey, we're not cooperating today. And I say, you will cooperate because I can't stop. There's no option. There's no option for sitting down saying, oh, Social Security, oh, retired. Oh, no, you got another 20, Deborah, at least. And so I just thank God for, you know, at least another 20 to move, you know. So I just thank God for just life and the ability just to get up and walk to the front door. Somebody knocked on the door a minute ago, and, you know, I had to jump up and throw my wig on. Yes, yes, yes. I'm like, who is that?
Let's keep it real.
You know I do. It was a package at the door. I had a wig on, twisted. So I was on bikes. I don't even know. But I grabbed it so fast. Like, nobody knocks on my door. So, you know, it was a package. It was a birthday gift. You know, I said, Lord, I thank you. I praise you. Thank you. So this has been a good time, good space. Birthday gift still coming a month later. Like, that was a wonder. You got front bank and all of that. But anyway, good week. And a whole different perspective, and, you know, just a lot of gratitude. Lord, I thank you. I praise you, you know.
Well,
in your week?
My week was good. But before I get to my week, I want to talk about something you said. You said, Deborah, you can't stop now. You got another 20. To me, I heard 20 more years.
Mm-hmm.
But who's your motivator in that?
It's God.
But
it's
your mother. God is your mother. But your mother.
Mm-hmm.
She has not stopped. She is still working to this day. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, right now, we speak to her.
Mm-hmm. Yes, to you, you may not have been conscious of it. But you're saying, I got another 20. If you put 20 years to where you are now, that's just about where your mother is.
Mm-hmm.
So unconsciously, you are consciously aware that it's possible to do this because your mother has set the example and still in the example.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I try to tell mothers and daughters. You know, a daughter may not verbally say something, but non-verbally, they're talking within the intro conversations that they don't even realize sometimes that they're having.
Wow.
And you probably said to yourself many times, I want to be like my mother, man. I am not going to stop working. My mama's still doing it right now, and I can do that too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have. Mm-hmm.
Because it just, I mean, it just hit me like a ton of bricks. I said, wow, she don't even realize she, the image in front of her face, that's that 20. That's that 20.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know
mm-hmm.
it can't be done. Because you came out of her.
Mm-hmm.
We came out of God. And we know what God's capable of. So we just always have to know where we came from and who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And everything will be okay. Anyway, I just wanted to say that because it hit me. And that was for mothers and daughters out there. Because mothers, I'm telling you, whatever you do, that image is going to shine bright in front of your daughter's eyes. And sometimes it'll blind her. So you want her to shine so bright that it blinds in a good way. That all she can see is just good, 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 good. Or effort, effort, effort. You know, effort, effort, effort. And not just quit. And she says, oh, well, I can only go to 52 because mama only went to 52. She's going to follow your example. My week this week was a good week, you know, working on different projects and things like that. And I just want to give glory to the Holy Spirit. And when I say that, I mean that from the bottom of my heart. This, I'm not saying it to be a cliche. I'm not saying it to impress anybody, you know, about, you know, she's saying, no. No, I'm saying it because it's the truth. There were many days, Deborah, I was working on my computer and having difficulties. And I would say, Holy Spirit, I cannot do this without you. I need you to help me. And I'm talking about instantly. Whatever I need would just happen. And that's all I do now. And maybe this transition is basically to help me to really cement that down. You know what I mean? Get it so that when you get it so that, you know, you put something in cement, you don't have to worry about it. You're going to have to chisel that thing up, break it up with a sledgehammer because it's going to be in place and it's going to be solid as a rock. And then you're going to build on that. So, even this morning, and getting ready for the program, I'm like, okay, Holy Spirit, I need your help now. And he stepped right in and helped me. So mothers and daughters out there, don't ever feel like you're alone because God is in you. And he kept telling you, he sent Jesus to tell you that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You got to think about that. Think about it and get the wisdom from it. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. That's powerful if you get it. And then I was grateful for the meeting we had this week, Deborah. Just glad to see everybody. You know what I mean? I missed everybody. We have been gone for 2 weeks. Almost 3 weeks.
Yeah, almost.
And I was like, wow, it just seemed like it was a separation kind of like, you know, you miss your family member. I was just like, oh, so I called everybody and at different times and spoke to them, how you doing, and just that and the other, and, you know, kept it going. Because, you know, you and I and Cynthia talk more. And so I'd call different ones and made sure I spoke to everybody during that time. And just to connect, because I was missing them. I just thank God for this group. I tell you, I said, Lord, I thank you for such a collection of women that you put together. Only you could have put us together to experience really Zoe love among women. Really.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
And that's hard to find.
It's hard to find with just two women, you know.
Right.
Let alone
right.
a group of 12.
Right. And the thing of it is, too, I keep saying, and I tell people, you got to work at it. Like this week, I was talking to this lady, and I was, it was a banking transaction. Been trying to get something squared away since August. So I said, okay. I'm going to call someone with some authority. And to make a long story short, I got to a person. She says, well, it's going to be hard for you to get to them because they would want me to take care of it on this level. And I knew that when I called. But I said, I did my research. I saw and heard his feelings in his heart about customers and customer service. And I don't believe that he want me to have the type of service I've been getting. So she said, but you haven't talked to me. And so let me help you. So we was talking. I was just, you know, not rude, but I was just talking fast, trying to get my point across one thing to the other. And then finally I told her, I said, look, let me just slow down because I have to work at being a godly woman. So she started laughing. I said, I'm trying to stay spiritual. I said, but when you go on so long and people tell you they're going to call you back and they don't call you back, you talk to somebody else, you've done this thing but 3 or 4 times with people and nobody calls you back, you'd be like, wait a minute. So she started laughing and she said, I know what you mean. I said, yeah. I said, because this is the first time I'm talking to you, so I have to work at being a godly woman. And that's what I tell my clients. You know, this is not something that's just going to happen. You got to work at being nice, Deborah. When those people in there get on the last nerve, you got to work at being godly. You got to work at being sensitive to them and reflecting back, oh, okay, I can relate to that because I've been there. I know someone that's been there. Or we've had someone else look just like you, sound just like you. You know, we see repeats of clients. I'm telling you, I don't know where they come from, but it's just like a repeat. We do that with the Bible College. 59 said, Lord, if that ain't a so-and-so. I mean, repeat personalities, even similar in looks. So I don't know if the lesson is, I do know. The lesson is not all about the student. The lesson is about us learning something. And God keeps sending the same character, the same type of personality. You know what I mean? So if there's, if he's the same type of character, the same type of personality, that means there's a lesson that's something I need to learn. Dr. Wade. So you got to work at it. You got to work at it. Whew. So that's my week. But anyway, we're here today and I'm grateful. And today, Deborah, we're going to be talking about mothers and daughters. Only believe in God. Only believe in God. So I'm going to give you my piece, and then I'm going to come back and pick you up, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mothers and daughters out there, you know, it's just absolutely, to me, it's awesome to be able to get up on Saturday morning and share what the Holy Spirit puts on my heart. And today, he wants me to talk about only believe in God. At first, the topic, he said, only believe. And I had mothers and daughters only believe. But when you think about it, that's such an open-end statement. Only believe. Only believe in what? Because we're already believing in things that are not godly, not even godly related in most cases. And you may say, well, Dr. Bessie, you know, I believe in God. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. I'm not saying you don't believe in God. But we believe in so many other things. We don't only believe in God. We believe in God, but that's the difference. See, only means exactly what it says. Only means pinpointing down to a single thing, not two or more. Only believe in God. So, now let's break it down and look at it. And in my spirit, I can hear somebody saying, but I only believe in God. Ask yourself, do you really? You believe in your job. Let's start there. Because most people have some type of job that brings an income. And you believe that's the way that you get your income. And you believe that every Friday or the 15th or the 30th or whatever day that money's supposed to arrive into your hands, you believe that it's coming on that day. And nobody can't tell you anything different. But what happens if you work all week and you waiting on your paycheck because you believe you need that paycheck to cash it, to get the money, to pay your rent, to buy your food, to pay your car note, to pay your bills, maybe treat yourself to something. You have plans for that money. And you believe it in that money is going to show up. And they come tell you, well, we've had a problem, a glitch in our system, and we wasn't able to print any checks. And we got to get that straightened out. It's going to take us 2 or 3 weeks to get that straightened out. How would you feel? First of all, you're going to get really, really upset. You're going to have to work at being spiritual. you're really going to have to work at being spiritual because you already got plans for your money, and these people come telling you on Friday at 3 o'clock when you're getting off at 5 that they're not going to be able to give you no check when you already done told somebody, I will get the money to you Friday afternoon as soon as I get my check, made arrangements to postpone some stuff, post-date some stuff, and they come up saying that they can't give you the check, you're going to have to work real hard, spiritual. Because, see, your faith wasn't in God. Your faith was in the check. Your faith was in the job and the people in administration to do what they're supposed to do. And then you have faith in your husband or your wife. You depend on them. You depend on them to meet you halfway, to take care of the responsibilities of the house and the family. And you just know in your heart and soul, they'll never leave me because we're in love. We love each other. No one can come between us. We love the children. We love our jobs. We love our church. We love our home. We love our lifestyle. We love each other. And then one decide, I want to leave. And you say, where did that come from? I thought we were happy. Because see now, you're trusting in man. You dependent on man to bring you happiness. You dependent on man for your security. You dependent on, when I say man, I mean man, woman. You dependent on another human being. So that's another trust level. And then you have your friends, your do or die, your drive-by chick, or your buddy that you hang out with that, you know, would never, ever, you know, we've been hanging for years. And he would never do that. That's my buddy. We went through school and college and everything together. That's my sidekick. And then you realize, you were trusting in that person and they deceived you. So then you go on and you say, okay, how do I only trust in God? You've got to know that everything that you receive, no matter what human deliver it, it came from God. You got to know in your heart, nothing is in your life that's good came from any human being or anything without being approved and propelled into your life without God. You just bought a new car. You just bought a new dress. And you think, I bought that. No, God bought it. God gave it to you. If you can just receive that everything, even that paycheck on the job, God gave that to you. That present that Deborah just got, God sent that to her. He had the person to knock on the door and deliver that to her. If you can get that understanding, it will make a shift in your consciousness. You're having a cup of coffee this morning, and you're sitting back and you're listening to us. God gave you that cup of coffee. God gave you that chair you're sitting on. Look around in your house and you see your kitchen. You got food in it. You got furniture and television and just the comforts of a nice home. Who gave you that? God gave it to you. And the most dangerous person that you have faith in is in yourself. When you think that you're the one that's doing all that is happening in your life, you separate yourself from God. You take all the glory, all the praise. It's all about you. And you separate yourself. I went to college. I went out and sought the job. God didn't do that. God wasn't there on the interview with me. I did the training. I went and I did this and I built the house and I bought the car and I selected it and I. So you separate yourself from God. And that's what the enemy wants. He wants you to separate yourself from God. That's what Satan did. He separated himself from God. He said, I. Anytime you say I, you're separating yourself from God. Because Satan said, I can be just like him. I can be better than him. And I will do this, that, and the other, and God thump him right on out. How you going to be in my house talking about me, and I'm hearing you plotting on me, and I'm going to let you stay in my house? Boop, you got to go. Now, how do you separate yourself from God? When you say I, you separate yourself, because God is I am. So when you say an I am, you're in unison with God. You're in alignment with God. I am, I am, I am. But when you say I, you take the I from the am, you separate yourself from God. Come on, Holy Spirit. Now that is powerful right there. That's the Holy Spirit just revealing that. If you can get that, you'll always know God is with you. And God says, I'm with you, and I'll never leave you. I'll be with you from the beginning to the end of time, because I am that I am. I am that. I am you. I am your house. I am your car. I am that. I am. So that's why it's very important that you concentrate and focus on the usage of I am. Because I am only brings about good. I am only blessed. So you don't want to put a negative word to I am, because every time you say I am, I'm trying to think of something without saying the wrong thing. I am hurting. I am in pain. I can't stand her. All of those things are a curse against God. Because you're saying that's who God is. And God already told you that is not who he is. So why would you lie on God? Why would you call him out of his name? And that's what you're doing. You're calling them out of his name. Anytime you put something negative behind I am, then you're saying that's who God is, when God is nothing but good. But you have to believe that in order to be conscious of what you're saying. Now, I've been practicing this I am for years and years and years. And even at that, you got to grow into it. I'm much better consciousness now about thinking before I speak than I was when I was in my 20s and 30s and 40s. It didn't, a little bit of 50s too, you know me. But it got better as I grew. The more I studied and made myself worthy of the word and listened to sermons and kept the word in my ear and understanding, and I would just study I am. You know, the Holy Spirit will bring topics to you. And when he brings those topics to you, he'll let you stay in that topic until you get an understanding. You can't just rush through topics. He has put me on people like Keith Moore for 3.5 years until I had heard every sermon that Keith preached. I mean, everything that was on the internet, everything was on that YouTube, everything that was on his website, until I caught up to the day he was preaching that Sunday. I was on it day and night, all day, sometimes 16 sermons a day. So God will put you on a path, and then you got to stay on that path until he moves you. And then when he moves you, he's going to move you to the next lesson and to the next lesson. But there's a couple things that I want to talk to you today about that the Holy Spirit told me about. He brought it out. We've had this conversation, but I wasn't told to say this, and the way that he brought it out today was different. The separation between God and you. We never had that particular conversation. But we have got to understand not to separate ourselves from God. The I and the am, we just got that. And the other, to know that I want you to close your eyes and I want you to envision this. This is one of the conversations that the Holy Spirit and I had. You close your eyes now, envision God. And you've seen God. He said, we're made out of his image. So just see him as a man, framed body, standing there. And then just see a body walking out of that body. Jesus. And just see a body walking out of that body. You. And let's take it back again. Let's go back to God. Then the body walking out first is Adam. And then coming on out again is Jesus. The point I'm trying to get you to see is that we came out of God. And so no matter how long the lineage is and how many years, 2,000 years ago, the lineage is still flowing with the same thread and energy from the original, which was God. So that's why you're never going to be separated from God, Because out of him come, out of him come, out of him come, out of him come. And we go down, 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 down. So we see that lineage. Now let's look on the other side. Out of God came Eve. And out of Eve came her daughter, and then her daughter, and then her daughter, and then her daughter, and then her daughter. See, it's still that same lineage going down from the beginning of time, from the beginning of creation of man. You are never disconnected from the lineage. You're never disconnected from which you came. That's why God said, I am with you. Because you can't disconnect from me. No matter what you think, you may say, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God. God don't live in my life. I mean, there's no such thing. I was looking at a movie the other night, and the lady said, the young lady, she wanted to adopt this baby, and the young lady asked her, do you believe in God? And she said, no. She said, well, where do you believe you came from? She said, I just believe I just existed. Which sounded really crazy, but the young lady looked at her, really? You just think you just popped up? And I guess later on, that's why she didn't give her the baby, because she's like, no, if you thinking that, she even asked, are you going to teach my baby that? And she said, yes. Like, oh, no. She wondered why she didn't get the baby. Why would I give you a baby that I believe in God, even though I'm 16 years old, why would I give her to you? When you don't even believe in God, you're not going to raise her right, the way, at least the way I believe. But see, there's no such thing as an atheist. Because the minute pain come in and sorrow come in, you're going to say, you're going to call on God. And then you always, God is so unique, so creative. He makes sure you give him praise and glory all day long. You don't even know you're praising him, glorifying God. But every time you say, I am, you are calling his name. I am. He said, Moses said, well, who do I tell him that told me to come? And he said, tell him I am, that I am sent you. So every time you say, I am, you're glorifying God. I am. And you cannot go with a day without talking about I am. I am, I am, I am, I am, I am. I'm going to work. I'm going to get me something to eat. I'm going to wash my car. I'm going to watch this movie. I am, I am, I am. And you're praising God all day long. He put in a couple of things in there that he made sure that he get his glory and his praise. And you think you're not, and you think you will outsmart God? Because, see, some of us are so vain. If a person asks you, and who are you? You say, I am. That's the very first two words coming out of your mouth. You're going to tell them you're God. And you don't even know it. Now, I'm going to take it to another level, and I'm going to do it as respectful as I can. And see, God knows that he implements a certain pleasure. And whenever that pleasure is activated, the first name that comes out of your mouth is, oh, my God. He will get the glory. He will get the praise. And you're walking around thinking, I'm doing this on my own. I separate myself from God. I that's doing this. Well, you can think some more, because you're never going to be I without the am. Whether you want to admit it or not. And that's what the Holy Spirit wanted me to share with you. Good morning, Deborah.
Wow. I tell you. Oh, boy. I am and believe in only God. You know, I couldn't even really write my notes because I was just like a student, just want to sit there and soak it in. And, you know, the teacher said, I hope you're taking notes. But if I take notes, I'm going to get distracted, teacher, because you own some stuff right now that I just want to sit and let it marinate. Like, I am who you need me to be. God said, Moses, tell them who I am sent you. Because Moses wanted to know, who should I tell sent me, God? You say, I am what you need. I am, you fill in the blank, you know. And when you said that about us separating, I was just really stuck right there, you know, just thinking about times I might have even said, you know, the I without the M, the AM, and, you know, making me take in this information and be mindful moving forward about separating myself from God, because he said, he made me in his image. He said, I made you fearfully and wonderfully. And so I remember when, I just want to share this, that there was a time in my life that I wanted to be what he didn't make me. That I wanted to be somebody else. Like, that was like an insult to God, because he said, I made you, Deborah. When I put you on the potter's wheel and I was slapping and molding, and I made you like no other person. And for you not want to be that thing, that person, that individual that I made you to be, it was like an insult to the maker.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just learning, I got some years on it now, that I'm loving who he made me.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I made you in a way that can't nobody be you. Everybody else is taken, so be who I call you to be, because you uniquely, wonderfully, fearfully made in my image.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I get the revelation, I'm like, Lord, I never try to be anybody else, because I done fell in love with who you made me to be, that I'm just learning who I am. I am made in his image. And he said, do you believe in I am? Do you believe that greater is he, like you said earlier, and you jump-started me earlier, boy. I tell you, you say greater is he. When you say that, I'm just like, usually I have my pen and I'm going and going and going and writing and trying to look up, you know, and I'm trying to, you know, but I couldn't even move. I couldn't even get up to get the computer to even look up a word or two that I was struggling with, because I said, okay, God, Let me sit, let me listen, let me, and so I did get one or two little things there, but that I am part of, do you believe? He said, do you believe in me? Greater than anything on this earth, and everything that's here was made by me. I spoke it into existence. Let there be, and fill in the blank, there was. He said, so how you will not believe in me when you see me, when you see the mountains, for those that's on that side, when you see the clouds, for those that can look up, when you see everything that's moving, a plane that just stays suspended, stays in the air, and just go across from country, from state, to town, travel, when you see how gravity and all he created, I am. Do you not see me not only in you, but around you?
Mm-hmm.
So, I am. And so there's times that, you know, the enemy try to get you, oh, you know what, you know, you're gonna have, like you say, everything you need, God got it. Because when you go to work, God give you ability to go to work. God give you favor for the people to hire you. God give you, you know, I said, Lord, like when you were saying earlier about, you know, the check don't come and you got to try to be godly. You got to try to, like, hold you, you know, like, hey, you know, listen now, that be God. You got me, Lord. You got my tongue. Hold my tongue. Help my faith. because the bottom line is, I believe that he's going to work it out. All the way down to the last minute when the people put the notice on the door and say, hey, you got to go. God is saying, is you going to believe me? Is you going to believe that no matter what it looked like, and you might be in the dark right now with no lights, and the kids need to eat, and you saying, God, and then there's a knock on the door with an envelope with exactly what you need. Do you believe that was God? He said, believe in me. Because he would show us indication that nobody could have knew that you needed what you needed because you didn't mumble a word to anybody, probably because you didn't believe or probably just because you believed. Whatever reason it was, nobody knew that you needed $121.12 to get the lights back on. Nobody knew you needed that. God has shown us that because he know where we at. We might not know where we at. He'll know, like the man said, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. So God wasn't surprised that he had a spot of unbelief. He knew there was a leak in this old building. And the song, the young boy played the song last week at the dinner, and it blew my mind because he like 25, and he put on it on YouTube. There's a leak in this old building. And I said, my God, God know there's some leaks with unbelief. He said, but just look around at some of the stuff that I did, talking about believing in God, believing that God is able, believing that God is faithful, believing that God is good. God says, if you just really sit down and just think about some of the things that you probably thought that it was osmosis or whatever they call it, osmosis or whatever, some kind of lucky charm or rabbit foot. And I heard somebody say something about a rabbit foot. Say, how did it work for the rabbit if he lost his foot? Well, you want to be believing in a rabbit foot, but how did it work for the rabbit that he lost his foot? believing in things, you know, lucky charm. How did it work for the rabbit? And God said, believe in me that I'm able to do all things but fail. And that description for the day is I got this cube that I turn around every so often. It says, all things work together for the good to them that love God. He said, if you love me, you already know you shaped in my image. You already know that greatest he is in you. He said, but if you love me, all things gonna work together. If the lights go out, it's gonna be something good. It's gonna come out of it. If the people got the thing on the door, because I'm bringing it right home, because right now we're in COVID, so it's a whole lot of notices on the door. There's a whole lot of people in the dark. They ain't got no food. They ain't got no light. There's a whole lot of, he said, but if you believe in me, all things work together, meaning he got a way to make it work for you. It look ugly, it's dark, they homeless, stomach's growling, and you trying to see what you can sell in the house, but make it light on the low because you think you got to move. But God says all things, if you love me and you believe in me. He said, how are you going to ask me for something when you don't believe that I'm able to give you that thing? You got to come to me and not be wavering like the ocean. You got to believe that I'm able. First of all, you got to know that I am. You need me to be. But do you believe that I'm going to do the thing that you need me to do? Now, I'm able. Ain't nothing wrong with me. Ain't nothing wrong. Ain't no shortage here with me but functioning and performing and giving you what you need. But do you believe in me? Are you believing in that thing, like you say, believing in that job or them people that say they got your back? They say they got your back. It's a lot of saying, but when it's time to do, you see, God will show you who really for you. He'll show you when you put your faith in man and put your faith in things, he'll show you how we are people that change our mind. We are people that don't keep our good will or our good word when we say, I'm just saying we as human, we say, I promise I got you and you need me. And then they call you, you ain't answering your door and call ID check and peeping at the number and they ain't calling because then they text you and say, I need $100 and you ain't responding. All of a sudden your phone ain't working and whatever the reason, oh, you ain't got the money. Oh, whatever the reason, it could be good, bad, and different, whatever. You know, God is saying, that's when you put your trust. He said, I change not. I don't have to change. He said, oh God, who gonna check me? Who gonna put me in? Like, I'm the man. And I can do anything. And everything. But go back to, do you believe? Greater is he that's in you. It's in you. Greater is he that's in you. It's in the world. So that means that you got all you need inside of you. God said, tap into what you got. Jesus said, it is finished. I done did everything I want to do. Now you want to call it down into existence. You got to believe. You got to speak it till you see it. Not see it and just say it. He said, say it before you see it. He said, I need you to be before all. Believe, receive. Believe, receive. Believe in what? Believe that you asking God to do something, and God is going to do it, and you're going to rest assured, and you're going to lay down and go to sleep at night. No sense of you and God up. God ain't sleeping. Why you can't go to sleep? God up. He don't sleep or slumber. He's up, so let him be up. Let him be God. He said, just trust me. And another revelation, I just want to say this. That I remember last week, I was studying something, and I had this revelation came to me about God ain't going to put no more on you to carry. He talks about that. He said, cast all your cares upon me because I care. He said, but I won't put no more on it you can bear. I'll make a way for you to escape that temptation or that whatever you got. He said, if it's on you, you can carry it. That's like you got a kid for the ladies, and you unloading groceries, and you try to get a kid. They want to help you take stuff in. You usually want to take in the snacks, whatever. But you say, no, you take that and come back and get something else. Because you can carry more. So come back, I'm going to give you some more. But you don't get a kid, the four-year-old kid, a case of water. Because he can't carry it. The weight is too heavy. And God is saying, I'm not going to give you more than you can carry. If you can carry it, that means you can carry it. If you got it on you, that means you can carry it. He said, if I put it on you, that means you can carry it. I'm not going to give a four-year-old a 24-pack of water and say carry it in the house because he can't carry it. And God is like that. But if I give the 10-year-old a case of water or the 12-year-old a case of water, it's because he can carry it. God has said, I'm only going to give you what you can carry. I'm not going to give you something that's going to weigh you down and knock you down and have you bucking at the knees. And now you're going to mess your legs up, and now you got a bigger problem because you can't walk to carry what I'm going to place on you. So I'm not going to weigh you down. Say, cast all your cares on me. He said, because I care. Do you believe that he cares? Do you believe that I am can help you? He said, joy come in the morning. Trouble ain't lasting always. It's passing. Every ticking second, something is passing. Something is changing. It's not staying the same. Our wound hurts a whole lot when you first get it. But as it starts to heal, it becomes almost just a little reminder that you had that incident. Because it's healing. Every second, every minute, it's healing. God is saying, yes, I'm not promising you or peaches and cream all the way out. But what I will promise you is that all things work together for them that love me. And if you believe in me, there's nothing impossible that I won't do for you, according to my word. He said, I am. Do you believe I am able to keep your lights on, to give you peace in your heart, to help you be Christ-like when you want to tell people a few things about themselves? When you tell them, I want to get them a piece of my mind. Now, you engage somebody, a couple people, a piece of your mind. Ain't much enough of the mind, God said. Hey, say that mind, because you're going to need it in this spiritual war. Keep giving pieces of your mind. You ain't going to have a whole lot to work with. So the Bible talks about that tongue. It says in Proverbs, it says in Psalms, 141, 141.3. I'll fix it later. Somewhere in the Psalms. It said, Lord, set a guard over my mouth. Now, check it out.
Amen.
He said, you can't say what you say, what you say, and you believe. Because you can't say you believe, and then you start talking against it. Oh, you going to pray to God for God to help you. You believe that God going to help you, but then when the neighbor come, or when the friend come, or when somebody call you, you start talking against that. Set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the doors of my lips. What he's saying is, the tongue need to be tamed. Now, you're going to watch the guard, and then you're going to set somebody to watch it. I mean, you're going to block it and then watch it. He said, be careful what you say. Because if you want me to bless you, you got to be like straight across the line. Believe in your mind, in your heart, in your spirit. and speak it in your mouth. Meditate right. in your heart. What you want, God to do. That you believe, you believe. I believe, because the enemy going to come and try to make this, oh, God ain't did it yet. It's been 10 years, and God ain't gave you him yet. It's been 5 years, and God ain't moved you off that job yet. It's been this, and you still dealing with that illness and that cancer, and God ain't did it yet. He said, ain't no timetable on it. If you're still living, you could carry it. Do you believe mm-hmm. that I'm able?
Amen.
Do you believe me? I am. Daughters and mothers, trust God. He ain't going to lead you wrong. God is your best friend. God should be the one on the top list. I was just telling my sister before the show, I said, I thank you. I love the TV. I said, but I have to practice a balance, because if I sit here and watch all this stuff and feed my flesh, God is going to be jealous because he ain't getting no time. He said, don't worship the gift more than the giver. So that means Amen. When I go on there, I put in my spirituality, so I feed myself. And I was just telling her how I had to have a balance in everything. Like, even when you say losing your temper, and you got to tell people that I'm practicing. I ain't overcame. I still got some times where I want to tell you. Peace of my mind.
Gotta do it.
Amen. You know, I go, praise God, thank you for that topic, and I am, and I believe that he's able to do all those things we need if we trust him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was good. That was good. You know, mothers and daughters out there, it, you can see and you can hear and you can feel the spirit. When I say you can see, people say, well, how can I see? Just look in your mind's eye and you'll see the Spirit of God. You can feel it if you just be still. We're so busy, Deborah, that we don't really pay attention to God. We're so busy looking at other things, and that's the distractions of the world. Like you say, television and the internet and social media. Oh, my goodness. I mean, that is the belief of a lot of people. They spend hours just flipping through and looking, trying to see who's doing what, when, where, and what they're doing in their life. And God is like, if you gave me just a tenth of the time you gave social media, just a tenth. I mean, I've seen people be on that thing for like 2 to 3 hours. Flipping. And I'm like you. I don't turn my telephone on until late evening. I may watch a movie with dinner. There's a couple shows during the week I'll look at. But it's not a thing, because then, you know, he says, I'm a jealous God. You start putting too many things in front of him, he's going to allow some things to happen so that you make sure, he'll make sure you come and fall on your knees in the I am position. Deborah, it's a great show. Thank you for being on. And I praise God. And mothers and daughters out there, I hope that you are blessed from it. Pass the word on to other mothers and daughters and let them know. Help someone else become aware and to build their faith and teaching them how to believe in God. Because there's nobody else that we can believe in but God. I'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Okay, ladies, that's our show for this week. Deborah, thank you so very much. I mean, it was awesome. I think we need to... I'm going to copy this and send this to the group. You might want to text them and tell them they need to listen to the show, because if we all can get the I am, then we're going to be better off for Amen. What we need to do to service and to be a servant for God. Thank you, Deborah. Amen. It's a great week. I appreciate you. I love you.
Thank
and Mothers
you.
And Daughters,
love you
we'll see you next week on Blog Talk Radio, Mother and Daughter Roundtables with Dr. Bessie, Deborah, and Cynthia. Bye-bye.
Amen. Bye-bye, audience. Love you.